Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson Storm football team had a dominant performance over Dubuque on Saturday to get a homecoming win 27-7, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA. We have highlights and an interview with head coach Reed Hoskins on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Thorson drops back to pass. They're targeting Craycraft towards the end zone. Double move up to Craycraft. Caught. Touchdown, Simpson.
You know, as soon as I saw that single coverage, Thorson saw that single coverage on the outside, and he says, okay, let's do this thing. And that was a perfect throw, and the right play called at the right time.
Five touchdowns in the last five quarters for Thorson to Craycraft. Fourth down and goal from the 8-yard line for Dubuque. Rombert drops back, pressured up the middle. He's going to scramble. Simpson's all over it. They're going to hit him, and he's taken down at the 1-yard line. No touchdown. Simpson forces the turnover on downs. They'll have it 99 yards to go, but they keep the scoreboard clean. Double wide receivers right, one of the left for the Spartans. Romberg drops back to pass. Here comes pressure up the middle. Hangartner in pursuit. Romberg hit, taken down. C.J. Hangartner gets him again. Nolan Pagel with the assist, and it's fourth down and long.
So that's two sacks for Hangartner, the fourth of the afternoon.
Keeper Romberg hit, and he stopped short.
And they don't have a timeout.
No timeout. 8 seconds to go. Dubuque's going to try and line up quickly. 5 seconds. Dubuque, Simpson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Dubuque's not going to get a playoff.
That's the end of the half.
And Simpson holds
on. Oh, my. What a stand.
Dubuque with a quarterback keeper, but the Storm defense holds firm again.
Wow, that is a – you talk about a boost going into the half.
Second and four after the 6-yard gain at the 14-yard line. Thorson with Knox in the backfield with him. Drops back, looks left, tries a double move, open corner, caught, Craycraft, touchdown! The Thorson to Craycraft connection strikes again!
That's six touchdowns in two games.
In the last seven quarters.
Wow.
For those two. Fourth down and two. Simpson, the defense has been strong on fourth down all day. Five wide receivers. Romberg quickly tries to go over the top. He was hit as he throws it. It's incomplete.
No flags, goodness.
And the Storm defense holds firm again. Going for it here, fourth and a long six. Double receivers left, one of the right, Thorson. They might have gotten Dubuque to jump.
Free play.
Chucks it into the end zone. And that one is caught. Touchdown.
What a grab.
The free play on the offside. Simpson declines the penalty. Touchdown,
that was beautiful.
Simpson. Romberg drops back to pass, looks left, steps up towards the corner of the end zone.
Intercepted!
MJ Burks grabs it, and that will probably be enough to do it.
Oh, my.
So second down and 13 after the loss. Coming out of the McCoy True Value timeout. Pitch out to Marco Young.
He's going to find some green to the 40, to the 40, to the 30.
DeMarco Young slams the door shut with a big touchdown of 80 yards.
Wow. Can you believe it?
Joined alongside head coach Reed Hoskins. Storm football picks up a big homecoming win, 27-7. And coach, I think kind of a signature win under your tenure here at Simpson so far, with a huge performance really in all facets.
Yeah, I'm so proud of our guys. Talked about throughout the week, just focusing on Saturday, not focusing on the big picture, but just what's in front of us and each day of practice, and certainly this game, and just having our very best effort. I mean, and not necessarily playing perfect or clean from a last standpoint, but making sure that we played harder than the guys on the other sideline. And I think it was pretty evident to everybody that happened.
Well, this is a Dubuque team that has lit up the scoreboard in plenty of conference games, and for you to hold them to 7 points and a late seven at that, really shutting out nearly the entire game this defense was playing at their top level today.
There's no question, and there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, we have a great staff defensively, Coach Martinez, Coach Roberts, and the rest of the group, and a bunch of guys that are coming into their own. When you get to this point, even freshmen, they're not freshmen anymore. I mean, they're veterans. They play six games. So there continues to be more and more expected out of them, and they expect out of themselves. And, they did a great job of communicating and hanging in there and, really keeping us, ahead in this game, for a long period. So really proud of that group.
And not only that, but without a couple of starters here today, one of your key linebackers, one of your key defensive linemen, and it felt like the guys who were stepping in that scenario really had those big games too. Eli Fox, Pamperin on the defensive line, those guys were rotating in and out, and they were dominant.
Them getting some experience throughout the course of this year, rotating in, even with some of our starters, and being confident out there and what's going on. They were excited for this opportunity and had a really, really good week of practice. So I'm not surprised. I mean, that's a great offensive team over there. Coach Maheri really does a nice job schematically. I mean, has for a number of years when he was at Central as well. And, so we're familiar, and we knew it was going to be a test. And, our guys didn't back down from it. And, it was fun to roll into that locker room and celebrate in Hopper this year for the first time, for sure.
7 points in the first half. Jaden Thorson, I think, was 11 of 19 for 115 yards, a touchdown and an interception, and just couldn't really get a lot going. Second half, 9 of 11 for 127 and two scores. What was different?
Yeah, and Jaden will be the first one to tell you that, especially at the end of that first half, there were a few balls that kind of sailed on him that he just didn't throw with confidence. And there's a big difference, when he throws the ball, aggressively and dictates to the other side of things. And, we talked to him about that a lot. And, I think we really saw that in the second half. And, I mean, how about some of those plays by those receivers? I mean, just time and time again, just seeing the balance, with that group and a lot of guys making plays and, plays that we needed, when the game was on the line. So very excited about the progression that JT's made and certainly the guys around him as well.
I talk a lot about atmosphere at Buxton Stadium, and maybe it's because I've been here for when it hasn't been great. And the atmosphere today was absolutely stellar. The fans were into it. The sideline was buzzing. And that's what happens when you have a winning program like this.
Man, it was definitely a highlight day. And, even through the week, we tried not to make too much of any one game, right? I mean, it's a collection of work over the course of the year. It certainly feels good to look back and see what we accomplished this week. And, we really talked about this, really after the co-game, from that side of things, is that midway part is getting into our second season. And our guys are 2-0 in their second season right now, and certainly excited to get ready for Loras next week.
Well, speaking of, how do you want to try and build on this against Loras and go to the Rock Bowl, a place that hasn't been kind over some years for Simpson?
No question. And it's been 2 years since we were there, and we don't shy away from it. I mean, we got slapped around up there. We really did. And, that wasn't our best day, from that side of it. And, certainly answered last year here at home, but this is a group that's still, there's not too many of our guys that went up on that trip, but the guys that certainly did remember, and we'll have a good week, and we're excited to get back to work.
Final thoughts on a 27-7 victory here on homecoming and a really big win for Simpson Storm football.
Yeah, just so proud of everybody associated with our program. I mean, our players already played their hearts out, and our coaching staff that just loves footballs in the office all the time is there for our guys. And put a lot into it, and really excited for all of them to celebrate this victory together.
Once again, that was Simpson head football coach Reed Hoskins. The Storm won 27-7 over Dubuque on Saturday for homecoming. Hear the full interview and highlights online at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage, the home of the Simpson Storm, and today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIAKRLS.